I'm Millie Mahoney. I'm here with Bill Schultz, and we're talking to Mrs. Cassie Jackson at her home at Little Laurel, Kentucky. And we want to talk to her about things she remembers about her early life and when she went to Pine Mountain School.
I could have went clear through high school if I'd had any scenes.
Oh.
But I quit about halfway through the sixth grade and got married a year later.
So, can I ask you, how old were you when you got married?
19.
19?
Yeah.
And how old was Chester?
He's a year and 9 months older than I was.
Okay, so he was 20 or 21.
He went in the service when he was 15. He lied and got in the service. And he's 15, he stayed 3 years in Hawaii.
Was this before you were married?
Yes.
Then after he came back and you were married, did you always live here or did you live away for a while?
No, we lived most of our life up the hill in Little Laurel, and we moved to Lineville. You know, then there was little Barbara. We lived down there for a long, for several years, and then come back to Little Laurel. And I've been here ever since. When I first got married, went to Beach Bar and lived it. Well, 76 months old when I moved back up here. He said, and I lived in about a year and a half, I guess, or something.
Well, if you can remember back to this, but what we're interested in is anything you can remember about the time that you came to Pine Mountain School and the other people that were there, either the other students or the teachers, and especially Miss Pettit.
And Miss Gaines, she was a wonderful person. She sure was. And I stayed at Laurel House, and two of us had get up and, well, you know, take turn back, getting up and fixing breakfast for the whole game. And them boys, we'd bake a lot of biscuits, and all that wasn't meat, they stick them in their pockets for a later snack. There weren't no snacks around. They know then. You eat at the table, and if you didn't have some from home, you didn't get none.
Did you bring things from home sometimes and keep them in your...
Yeah, they'd bring you things, you know, to eat. But they fed good. They fed real good. And it was wholesome and nourishing what they did.
What were your first impressions of when you arrived at Pine Mountain?
Well, I've known it all my life. I've been in and out all my life. And I'd worked up there a lot. I worked in the laundry room, and then I worked for Miss Pettit. And she had these wood floors, and she would let's have just one plank at a time, and we'd have to rub, and varnish that. And we'd catch her looking off, and we'd give each other a kick, and we'd go clear through the floor. But now she didn't catch us if she had, we got into it. And she's always trying to diet. And I remember she had lettuce. She'd eat lettuce for breakfast. And she'd just go through Boston around eating her lettuce. And
that sounds strange, eating lettuce for breakfast.
But she wanted to lose weight. Lettuce a lot for breakfast. And that's how she'd eat. Till
and she
lunch.
She didn't take time to sit down and have her breakfast.
No, she just followed where we was working. One time I was working, and I don't know if the wind blowed or if I pushed the door back too far and broke the glass. I never told her. But she knew it.
Did she know you'd done it?
Yeah, she knew I'd done it. But she never said nothing.
stuff she didn't.
I know, she never.
I've gotten the impression that she could be very stern about things like that.
She could. And she'd have us cutting all the planting out of the grass. Well, you may not know what planting is. Do you?
It's like what we call buckhorn, I think, too, isn't it? Sort of.
And you can eat it.
Uh-huh. When it's young and tender.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she'd send us after something to work with. She'd tell you to go get it. And if you didn't know, here's just your bad luck.
Oh.
You'd have to go get stuff you got the right thing. And one day she told this girl to go get her a basin. And this girl, I guess she'd ever heard of a basin before, and she went and got a tea table. And she borrowed her out and sent her back.
Did it bother you much to be bawled out by her, or were you kind of used to it?
I was used to it. Was used to it. She shook me once.
What had you done?
Well, I got some soot on the hearth where it had come down the chimney. And she said, "He'd kill me to teach two like you to sweep in a day." And sometimes she's real jolly, but most of the time she's awful serious.
Were there any other people that are around here now that were there when you were? Who were the other people who were in your class or worked with you there?
A lot, most of them's dead.
Uh-huh.
I had some cousins from Line Park, but there's one of them living. Yet Addie Cornett. She lives at Bean Station in Tennessee. And I just don't recall more than I live.
Now, did you work some for Miss Gaines, too?
Yeah, I stayed there at Lard House.
Uh-huh.
And we worked. You had to keep your room neat. And if you left something out, you had to work your free time and pay for it.
Uh-huh.
Before you got it back. One day I went in for dinner, and there hung one of my dresses out. I knowed I'd had it.
When you say...
We all had our certain jobs to do. Uh-huh. We'd change about every 6 weeks. Uh-huh. And sometimes they'd let two of us go up. I never did go, I don't think I was aimed to, after Christmas, but never did go. But they called it Model Home then.
Uh-huh.
You know where that is. And they'd go up there for 6 weeks.
But you say you didn't go there?
No, I didn't go there. Uh-huh. I worked up there, but I didn't uh-huh. go. And I worked at Boy's house and spilled a bucket of paint one day.
What did you do about that?
Well, it's my aunt, and she never said nothing. Just let me clean it up. My Uncle Bill Brown used to live up there, and he done all the gardening, and he's a wonderful gardener.
I was going to say, he was the farmer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a farmer. He was a good farmer.
And he was your uncle?
Yeah.
All right, now, what kin is he to Aspel? Or was that another Browning family?
No, it's the same one. He was a brother to Marsh's
uh-huh.
dad. He's one of the younger ones, Bill was.
What were you doing when you spilled the bucket of paint?
I was painting. And I stepped down there or something and knocked it over.
Yeah.
and he was married to then. And he had the sweetest wife. She was so good to us. And Miss Gaines, she always, she's always fun. And Emily is under her.
Yeah.
And one day me and this other girl, Emily thought we was talking about her, but we wasn't. We never even mentioned her. This girl, they told her she's pregnant, is Ann Hare. And she comes skipping along, and our stove had a big old hood to it. It was, coal stove. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And he hit that and just knocked herself out. Fell just as, and Emily sure was about to whoop us. And we sure wasn't guilty. She was kind of hard to work for, Emily was.
She was very particular, wasn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
I guess that was all before she was married to Columbus, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember any of your other teachers? I take it you went to classes in the school subjects besides the work that you did?
Yeah, I went to school. And I don't even remember who my teacher was. But Miss Rood, she was a good person.
Yeah.
And they had a program up there. They let you work. They let you have insurance, and you could have a baby in all this too for $24 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, Miss Rhoda is just like a doctor. She is
yes.
a fine lady.
Yes.
And people would have their babies, and then they wouldn't, half of them wouldn't pay.
Mm-hmm. Well, $24 was quite a bit in some of those years, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this Henry Begley, he had babies up there, and then had more and hadn't paid for the first. And he went and said, "Well, I've come after my wife and baby." He sure said, "No, Mr. Begley," said, "you can't have them." He said, "you have to pay me first." And he went out and got the money and come back and got them. And you see, he could have paid all the time.
Were your children born up at Pine Mountain? Or?
Yeah, Carlin was.
Carolyn.
Uh-huh. And Sue was born at Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them was born at home.
Mm-hmm. Now, did Miss Rood or somebody else come to the house?
No, it was a doctor. They kept a doctor up there a lot of the time.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. And my twins was born up there. Up in Little Arlie, well, yeah.
Harold and Gerald.
Yeah.
And that Miss Rood, was she just a nurse or was she a teacher also?
Nurse. And she had and put one eye out somehow with a needle. And when she's young, she just had one eye.
Mm.
And she drove a jeep. She just joked your teeth out. The roads was bad anyway, and we'd go out to prayer meeting of a night to different houses,
mm-hmm.
and she'd drive us.
Cassie, when you were a student, when you were in school there, did the children sing and dance quite a bit?
Yeah. We had to, every day, we had to sing and exercise.
Uh-huh.
Right after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And and then sometimes they'd have movies.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Gaines wanted you to go. If you didn't have the money, she'd let you work it out.
Good. Do you remember any of the songs that you sang up there? I was telling Bill you were a good singer, and I was hoping you'd sing something.
No, I sure don't. Yeah. I don't remember what we sang.
There's, in the movie, you said when they show movies, how many times a week did that happen?
Oh, maybe once a month, or maybe
or
not.
Or once a month.
And then it was silent, you know.
Yeah.
If you couldn't read fast, you didn't get much out of it. And I never could read fast.
Did you ever sing Barbara Allen?
I bet we did. I don't remember what we'd sang, but we sure did. We sang every day and do exercise. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have, they called it Vespers, of a Sunday night at the chapel. And somebody'd be in charge, you know, some of the workers.
Did you usually go home on weekends?
No, sir, you didn't go home. I believe that every 6 weeks.
And what kind of free time did you have on, say, on the weekends, and what sort of things would the children do for free time?
They just usually stayed around the campus and or in their dorm or whatever they said doing, and we'd always have milk and bread for supper.
Mm-hmm.
at Lord House. The Lord House gang would not, the rest of them, they had to provide theirs too for the Sunday evening.
Did they have the swimming pool yet when you were there? Because I've heard them say that they paid for the swimming pool by having either cornbread and milk or rice. And
well, sometimes we'd have just rice for dinner and give it for a special thing.
Mm-hmm. Where is the pool located at that time?
Right where it is.
Same spot?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's always been there. That's where they put it first.
I sure reckon it's there when I was. And I forgot her name. But she, just every few mornings, she, after it frosted, she'd go and take a dip. And then, and she wouldn't stay long, but she would. I forgot her name.
We've got in one of our records, there was someone took over managing the swimming pool, and they said that Miss Gaines had done it before she did, and Miss Gaines couldn't swim, but she was the lifeguard in the swimming pool.
She was a sweet person.
We've heard that from a lot of people. Now, was Miss Pettit still there the last you went to school there, or were you there after she left? So.
I can't remember her being there when I went to school, but I worked for her.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember her being there. She probably was. Mm-hmm. We'd have to put it in windows, you know, where the putty would fall out.
Mm-hmm.
When we worked, we'd have to put that back in.
Uh-huh.
And wash windows and paint and just everything.
Okay, but that wasn't the time when you were going to school.
No, that's when it's work.
Uh-huh.
I just went half a year up there to school in 33.
Because I think that usually the students that went to school worked about half the day.
We did.
Was Miss Kingman there when you were there any time?
Yeah.
You knew her.
Yeah. What was she a... I mean, she taught us to cook, didn't she?
Yes. She taught home economics.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Over in that building by the reservoir.
Uh-huh. By the fountain.
Yeah, that's where she taught.
So, was Miss Motter there, too, at that time? Or do you remember
who?
Her? Miss Motter?
I don't ring a bell.
All right. And this, I guess, was after Mrs. Zondi had died, probably, wasn't it?
Yeah, my sister stayed with Mrs. Zondi for, I don't know, maybe a year or longer.
Which sister was that?
Callie.
Uh-huh.
And she done the cooking and cleaning. And Mrs. Zondi must not have been much well.
Yeah, that's right.
And she cooked, she stayed with her, I don't know how long, but a long time.
I guess that was before Callie was married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, when...
Do you remember ever seeing Miss Zondi?
No, I can't remember ever seeing. And Line Fork used to be connected with Pine Mountain.
Right. They had a cabin and a medical house there.
And I stayed at the cabin and school at Line Fork.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother.
Mm-hmm. Which brother was it?
John. He died when he was 16.
I knew Jess and Harrison.
Yeah.
Of your brothers. Did the neighbors come to the cabin there very much while you were staying there? Did they have much of a program? Or
sometimes, I remember one time they come and pull teeth and fill them. Mm-hmm. They had a place called the doctor's house, and then they had the living quarters down there. And me and my brother stayed with them down in the living quarters and went to school.
Do you remember the names of the people that lived there when you were there? Was that the Stapletons or
no? Miss Smith and
Miss Smith
and something else. I forgot her name, but Miss Smith, I remember her very well.
Mm-hmm. Now, at that time, how did you get over there? Did you walk or ride horseback or?
Maybe either one. Walk mostly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there was a little riding path out. You'd go along, hit the creek and down another holler and get down there. Mm-hmm. We walked, went to school from up in the little hall over in the Line Fork. Uh-huh. I don't know how many years when we was small.
When I first came here, the road to Line Fork was where it is now, but you had to have four-wheel drive to go past Julius Bagley's.
Well, there never was a, you know, car road that went up this holler. I mean, above where we lived. Mm-hmm. But there weren't no cars either, so there weren't no use for it. And they had a big old white horse at the cabin. Mm-hmm. And my sister, imagine she was wise. Old Queen is her name, and she was as wild as a deer. You could hear her snorting before you. She near got to the house. And she's white.
Did you ride horses quite a bit?
Yeah.
Did you have saddles or did you ride bareback?
We had saddles. Mm-hmm. They weren't very good, but we had
What do you remember best about those times, I mean, for the good times, the different things that you did?
Not after we went to school, before we went to school.
Before, after, any time.
Well, when we small, there's some big old cliffs up above, up in the hollow a little bit, and we'd go up there and we'd stay. We'd play up there half a day till Mother would call us for lunch, and we'd go home and wash dishes, and right back we'd go and see it, and we had a good time. Nobody had nothing then. You never looked for nothing. Nobody never had much to live on. And people dried a lot of food and pickled a lot. And that's about the way they went through the winter. There wasn't no work, hardly any. There just wasn't nothing to do around here.
Was that before they started working the coal, or after it had kind of worked out?
That's for. Mm-hmm. You can hardly get enough coal to burn then. In fact, we burnt wood most of the time.
Now, was that at all during the time that Britt Wilder's family lived up Little Laurel?
Sometimes Rhody, uh-huh. the mommy, uh-huh. she'd let us move everything out of one room and dance till midnight.
What kind of dances did you do?
Square dance.
Uh-huh. Mm. Who called for you?
Well, my brother Harson or Columbus Cornet.
Is that right?
And they both could play the banjo. And Rhody loved music, and she let us dance till 12 o'clock.
Good for Rhody. Was there a regular church around here at that time, or did you just have meetings sometimes?
They had church in that big yard in the schoolhouse a lot. But a lot of times at somebody's house or on the graveyard. Mm-hmm. I never did like to go on a graveyard to church. but that's where they had it. There wasn't much of a church house nowhere.
I keep wondering if you think a little bit, if you think of a song that you used to sing.
I don't really know nothing. And it sounds awful on the tape.
That's what's stopping you.
I understand.
Well, we appreciate you talking to us.
You sure will. Oh, I got you a card, Mr. Mahoney.
A card, my goodness.
Yeah.
I hope I spelled your name right. My name has been spelled just about every way. So, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good.